Welcome to Art as an Act of Rebellion, a special episode in the Art is Told By series, recorded with Katie Richardson ahead of the Walk for Peace in memory of Lyra McKee in May 2019 from Belfast to Derry. Lyra's walk will leave Belfast on Friday, May the 25th and reach the Guildhall Square in Derry on Sunday, May 27th. You can find details of the walk on Eventbrite or to join the choir with Katie, please email shademusichq@gmail.com for the sign-up link. To find out more about Katie's work, you can find her on Instagram at Goldie Fawn or at Hexhugh Music, and on Twitter at Hexhugh.
So my name is Katie Richardson, and I am a musician or a music-y person, and I play my own music, and I write music for other things like theatre and various other things, and I run choirs, work as a musical director, do loads of different kinds of music-y things.
Can you tell us a bit about what it is you're doing next week?
Originally I signed up to do a walk, which is called Lyra's Walk, and it's in memory of Lyra McKee, who was murdered in Derry a few weeks ago. She was this incredible journalist, basically, that worked here and had an incredibly strong voice, was part of the LGBTQ movement, and just totally amazing human. And she was killed by somebody at a riot. And you know, in Northern Ireland, the last thing we want is to go back in time and go back to times where people were being murdered and being killed for really no reason, or for what they believed in. In this case, no reason, because Lyra was a journalist standing watching a riot and reporting on it, and she was shot accidentally on purpose. So basically they decided to organise a peace walk for Lyra going from Belfast to Derry, and I signed up to do this walk. And the idea of the walk is not in our name, that we don't want to be part of anything like that. And the people who have organised it are incredible, and I just thought it was an amazing idea. So when I saw that the walk was happening, that was brilliant. I was delighted to be part of that. And then I got a phone call asking would I sing in Derry when the walkers arrived. And I was completely honoured to be asked to sing at this event. But it also occurred to me that it would be a lovely thing if more people could sing, and maybe we could put together, you know, a few people to sing together. And at that point, it was just a small idea that maybe we could get a small choir together to sing at this kind of final event in Derry in the Guildhall. And I put the word out, and we've got 100 people already, and we want to make it a lot more than that. So yeah, we're going to sing, and we're going to sing together in a big group. And well, for me, singing is a real expression of how I feel. Like, when I don't really know what to say and when I don't have the words, I suppose music is where I turn and where I go to. Either listening to it very loudly or writing something or singing really loudly, normally in a shower or a car. And I've done a lot of work with choirs and with people that think they can't sing in the past. And I've kind of observed that it's a really, really beautiful thing when people sing out loud for the first time. So maybe they think they can't sing. Maybe a teacher told them they couldn't sing, or maybe somebody told them they couldn't sing and they haven't kind of allowed themselves to express themselves in that way. And singing in a choir can be a really brilliant and like kind of less threatening way, I suppose, to deal with that. You're singing with a group of people, but for a lot of people it can be quite an emotional experience and a real feeling of pride. But there's just something about being part of a large group. It's like going to a rally and being part of a rally, or being part of a chant, you know, at a march or a protest or something. Singing is a version of that. Singing is a way to be part of something bigger than yourself. And, you know, I was so honoured to be asked to contribute in that way that I thought, like, wouldn't it be great if more of us could contribute and use our voices? You know, maybe some people don't want to do the walk and that's not for them, but singing could be the thing. So it's just like, it's literally just a little thought that this could be something really beautiful. I don't even know what song we're going to sing yet, but I just had this feeling that this was something special to do and something beautiful to do, and that like and so many people are going to be part of that. It's not my thing. It's going to be all of us together, you know, making a sound.
Do you think music's empowering?
Yeah, massively. I mean, I don't know. I think lots of people have different kinds of music that they listen to for different moods. But music can be empowering in lots of different ways. Like it can be empowering through the melody and the harmony and the beats, and it can be empowering through the lyrics. But performing it, I find, is massively empowering as well. I mean, as somebody myself who went from having like absolutely no confidence in my singing voice, having my own experience being told by a teacher that I couldn't sing for it to be then my kind of job. I mean, that was a massive deal to me and still is a massive deal to me. So I have never forgotten that. And so I 100% want other people to experience that same feeling of like, oh, this is okay. Like I can kind of do this. And not everybody's going to like my voice. Totally fine. But, you know, just knowing what that feels like to overcome a fear and to overcome a confidence issue, of that's empowering in itself. So like for me, singing, it still empowers me because it reminds me that, you know, you can do the things that you really think, because I really didn't think I could sing for so long. And whatever anybody else's opinion is of my voice, I can still do it. You know, I can still do it. I still have that control and that power. I can write my own songs. Like writing songs is probably one of the things I find most empowering in writing music. You know, putting things out.
It's just interesting because it's, you know, given the sort of political conflict that the country's had for so many years, it's how a society can feel in so many ways they're powerless, but what actions can they take to take back their power, and what things can they do, and things like walking or singing or writing or...
Yeah, we have a massive history of that in Northern Ireland as well. Like the punk music scene here was massive in the 70s and 80s. Like, you know, young kids that didn't have a voice in a time, they found a voice. They created this like incredible punk scene. You know, songs like Alternative Ulster, and there's so many songs that were really political. And what's really interesting about now, because I feel like actually my generation in Northern Ireland, and I'm speaking for myself, but I do think, I feel like it was a general feeling. Growing up kind of at the tail end of the Troubles, I wanted nothing to do with politics. I didn't consider myself political back then. When I was kind of a teenager and in my early 20s, I didn't consider myself political. I didn't realize that that was kind of political in itself, but I was so tired of talking about the Troubles, and so tired of people talking about, you know, green and orange politics. But actually, like, now the thing that really excites me is that we have kind of developed this whole new society full of activists, young people, people of all ages who really feel engaged now with politics, because there's so much crazy stuff going on in the world, for sure. But even things like this, this thing, I still find it unimaginable that it happened.
Yeah, I think it's really terrifying because of how much it affected the community of people, you know, that not only the people that knew her, but it rippled out and affected so many people around her who knew of her, you know, who knew her work, and how that feels, you know, as someone that didn't know her, how that's still emotionally, like how you deal with that. And to think, you know, back to a time when in the Troubles, it was your mates, and it was happening every day, maybe a couple of times a day. So it's, I think it's really touching that so many people are coming together, you know, and taking a stance and saying, we're not having this, and we're not going back, and we're not living through this again.
Like, it's massively emotional. I feel emotional talking about it right now. Like, I have had some, as I'd say, so many people have, like, this tragedy has really rocked us, like, for sure. It's just devastating. I didn't know Lyra very well, but I had met her a few times, and when she, you know, was doing her TED talk.
It's incredible. Yeah, like, I know. People go and listen to it.
Go and listen to the TED talk.
It's on YouTube. It's TEDx Women in Stormont. She speaks so eloquently about, you know, the thing that unites us all, and that's being human, really.
Yeah.
And how difficult conversations are so important and integral to society. How can people get involved with what you're doing next week? What people in Northern Ireland?
So, I mean, even if you're not from Northern Ireland, like, it's, I think, sending us, you know, being aware that it's happening. I think we feel so kind of isolated from, you know, Ireland even sometimes, and yeah, the rest of the UK here. But, you know, we're all in it together, and that's kind of the key of this whole thing.
Mm.
We're all coming together, and, like, you know, it would be so amazing for other people to be thinking about it on the day. But yeah, if you want to come and sing at all, even if you feel like you don't have enough experience, like, I don't care. It's just about doing it and being together and coming together. It is going to be an amazing event. Gary Lightbody's going to be singing. It's going to be really special, really, really special. And we're going to learn a song in the morning, and we're going to perform it that afternoon. And it's not going to be a really rehearsed, planned thing. It's going to be about coming together and making a noise in solidarity with each other and with Lyra and her family and friends. And yeah, so if you want to get involved, you can email shademusichq. So I'll spell that. So it's because of my Northern Irish accent. So it's shade, S-H-A-D-E, musichq@gmail.com. And then I'll send you the sign-in link, and that's it. Sign-up link. So yeah, so we would love to have as many people as possible. But yeah, if you can't be there in person, be with us in spirit. We'd really appreciate it.
If you'd like to learn more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates and stories from a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, available for both Apple and Android.